The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with a call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
Well, when you think of football, very often people talk about it as a game that builds character and a game where adversity teaches you lessons. Well, Bruce, the weather's going to teach a lot of lessons to people today. It's a character-building day out here at Jericho, Vermont.
Yeah, it certainly is, not just for the football players, but also for the broadcast team. I'll tell you, in 32 years of doing high school sports, I have never seen worse weather conditions than we had earlier today. It's actually a little bit better now, but you're exactly right. It is wet, it is windy, it is cold, and I think you're right. I think that's going to have an impact on today's game.
And thank you for joining us for today's game. Today is the state semifinal round for Division I high school football. One of the finals was decided last night when Rutland beat St. Johnsbury in Rutland to move on to the state final next week. And the other finalist will be determined today as the number one seed Mount Mansfield Cougars hosts the number five seed Middlebury Tigers. We're excited to bring you all the action here on 92.1 WVTK. My name is Bjarke Sears, along with my partner, Bruce Seaman. We're excited to bring you all the action of the second week of the high school playoffs. And Bruce, it's going to be a game that has some interesting storylines as we go along.
Yeah, it certainly does. And just to kind of bring the audience up to task here on how these two teams got here, this is the semifinals. And last week, Middlebury, of course, beating Rice Memorial 33-18 in another pleasant weather day game that you did. Solo, 33-18, the outcome on that. And then the other game, the Cougars beating the Colchester Lakers 40-19 in the opening round. And that's setting up today's game. And you're right, though, there's going to be some interesting storylines in this one.
And we'll develop those storylines as we go along. We're getting ready for kickoff. State semifinal, Middlebury Tigers, Mount Mansfield Cougars. Please come back with more pregame show. You're listening to high school football on 92.1 WVTK.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
No one likes being on the sidelines, But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WBTK.
And we're back in lovely but rainy Jericho, Vermont, as we get ready for the second round of the High School Division I playoffs, the semifinal round. The Middlebury Tigers taking on the Mount Mansfield Cougars. The Cougars come in ranked number one in the state, and we're a team that were really on the rise throughout the year. They started out a little rough early on, losing their first game. And Bruce, why don't you give us a little rundown of maybe what's happened to them over the course of the year?
Yeah, interesting, Bjarke. Thank you very much. They opened their season with a loss at Rice, but then they went on a lengthy winning streak, five-game winning streak, beating BFA St. Albans, Brattleboro, Essex, Colchester, the Seawolves of Burlington, South Burlington, losing to Hartford, beating Fairhaven, and then beating Colchester last week here, 40-19 to get to the semifinals. So a streaky team like we've seen the Tigers be a little bit this year.
Yeah, and actually that is not an easy schedule. The Division II team that they played there, Fairhaven, will be in the state championship most likely in that division. So, you know, that's a good team that they played. They played other good teams. And they were a team that kind of snuck up on people. Early on in the year, the talk was about St. Johnsbury, about Hartford, question of what the Seawolves were going to be. And then Mount Mansfield kind of stuck with it. And all of a sudden, boom, it's the end of the year. QPR puts them in at number one. And it's a team that hasn't been here a lot before, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the Tigers have had an interesting path as well, haven't they, Bruce?
Yeah, they certainly have, Bjarke. As we mentioned earlier this year on our broadcast, they alternated win and losses until week five. So they opened their season with a loss against the Colchester Lakers. They won at home against Hartford. They lost on the road against St. Johnsbury. They won on the road against BFA St. Albans. They lost to the Rutland Raiders at Doc Collins Field. And then they ran off four wins in a row. They beat Burn Burton, the Burlington, South Burlington Seawolves. They beat the CVU Redhawks, and last week, of course, the win against the Rice Memorial Green Knights to put them in the semifinals. So again, a couple of streaky teams. It'll be interesting to see which one is able to extend their winning streak and get to the state championship.
Yeah, because they're coming in. They've been a streaky team, so they're coming in on streaks. They're feeling good, even for Mount Mansfield, having had a recent loss. That was to Hartford, and they've had such a productive season. Both teams should feel very confident. What I feel is particularly interesting from how we're doing in terms of the season psychology aspect is the difference in terms of experience. Last week when Mount Mansfield won that playoff game at home, that was their first home playoff win in Division I football ever. They've never been to a Division I championship game. They've been to three in Division II, but lost all three of those. This is not a team with a lot of institutional knowledge about getting to these points and beyond. Middlebury Tigers, of course, are. This is their 20th state semifinal. They have veteran leadership, obviously, and their coaches have been doing it for a long time. So one would wonder, what's the impact of having one group that's been here many, many more times than the other? You and I have been talking about what we're seeing out on the field here, and I wonder if experience has to do with the fact that we've seen Mount Mansfield out on the field for a long time, but we haven't seen Middlebury yet.
Well, I think you're right about that. I mean, it is cold, it is windy, and it is rainy, and I'm all about it. Football is a tough game, I get that. But at some point, they've been out here for, what, an hour?
Yeah,
roughly.
Probably.
We have not even seen the Tigers players yet. So right now, presumably, they're warm, they're dry. Will that have an impact on the game? I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But the weather conditions are less than ideal, although it has gotten better in the last 15 minutes or so.
And I could see two different ways of a coach thinking about it. Maybe they are looking at it these two different ways. For Mount Mansfield, who, as we said, have had their players out here in the driving rain for the better part of an hour, maybe it's about acclimatizing them. Okay, let's go out, get cold, get wet, get everything all ready. That way, when you get on the field, your brain's already kind of made that transition and you're ready to go. The problem is, when you get really cold, your brain stops moving as quickly. And I would really not want to have my players already getting that cold that much before the game actually starts, because it does affect you cognitively when you get cold. For the Tigers, right, you're coming out, you're trying to stay as warm as you possibly can. Probably the concern could be that you're not really ready for the impact of that cold. It's a little bit like jumping in the pool when it's cold and you haven't gotten acclimated yet. So it'll be really, really interesting to see in a real-life test case which team comes out faster. I believe that the decisions about weather will be a major element in the outcome of that.
Well, you know, we've seen this year, too, we've talked about this many times, the experience of Coach Dennis Smith and how he has really outcoached a number of coaches this year. We saw that at the Burton game, where he stuck to his game. He had these sustained drives, and you and I mean, all the penalties and everything. Maybe this is another rabbit that he's going to pull out of his hat. And, you know, should Middlebury come in and win this today and play for the state championship, we'll be talking about that in the postgame show.
Yeah, it'll be something to watch for sure. And I think weather's also going to make a big difference on the field of play itself. As we look out, although the field looks pretty good, in other places near the field, there is standing water. It's been raining a lot. How do you think the rain's going to affect the actual play on the field?
Well, again, we've seen Middlebury have issues in a couple games this year with fumbleitis.
They did last week a little bit, too.
Will that impact it today? I mean, I'm sure the coaching staff is saying, listen, two hands on the ball, hold on to it. But again, Middlebury has a strong ground game. Will this damp weather lessen some of their speed? We've seen, 85-yard run backs this year. Will that be able to happen today? I don't know.
Right. One of the keys for the Tigers all season long, and Dennis Smith spoke about at the beginning, we saw it from the outset at Colchester, and it's been true throughout the year, is the ideas of getting these fast players into space. They don't have huge players, but they have fast players. And so what they often try to do is spread everybody out and get out, work the kind of corners outside of the tackles, up the field, outside the numbers, things like that. On a day like today, your overall speed is diminished. But some players are just better in the mud. Some players just manage to have better footing than others. And I've seen over the years games in the rain where players you don't expect are going to be the people who carry the load. And I would be interested to see whether Thatcher Trudeau ends up being more important in this game than we've often seen him in terms of running the ball. So that's one to me. The fullback doesn't have to make moves to the outside. The fullback pounds it right up in the middle. Now, Mount Mansfield has a strong defensive line. They'll be certainly trying to shut that door on him.
Well, Thatcher Trudeau has earned some really tough yards for the Tigers this year. We've seen him in crucial situations. He's good with the ball. He gets those difficult yards, and I think you're right. I think he may get called on today to make a couple of big plays. As it also remains to be seen what impact the weather will have on the passing game. Will they pass? This is definitely not an easy day to throw in, that's for sure.
No, I don't think there'll be many. Maybe a halfback option or two. One thing to keep in mind, though, for Mount Mansfield, Jarek Heckney last week ran for 250 yards and four touchdowns against the Colchester Lakers. So anything the Tigers are going to try to do up the middle, certainly Mount Mansfield is going to be looking to get on the ground as well. We're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be back with a little more pregame and the starting lineups from Jericho, Vermont. It's state semifinal week, and the Middlebury Tigers are taking on the Mount Mansfield Cougars on 92.1 WVTK.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union, together we are one.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbardson Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope, casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
The Middlebury Tigers have just come out on the field for their state semifinal game against Mount Mansfield. The rain is unrelenting and coming down, pouring pretty much straight down. Not a big breeze today, which is good, certainly from a broadcaster perspective. But the Tigers are out there doing their jumping jacks, getting warmed up. Mount Mansfield talking. They are now underneath some canopies, trying to stay dry. Not many fans have arrived up here at Mount Mansfield High School yet. We have to soon. They'll be coming in soon. And as we get ready, let's go down some starting lineups. We do not have the starting lineup for the Mount Mansfield Cougars today, but we do have the starters for the Tigers. Bruce, take it away.
Thanks, Bjarke. So here's the starting lineup for the Middlebury offensive attack. The left split in, number 22, senior Zach Dunn. The left tackle, number 68, junior Tristan Cannell. The left guard, number 79, senior Spencer Cadderay. The center, number 66, senior Will LaRocque. Right guard, number 51, senior Riley Brown. The right tackle, number 64, senior Lucas Farrell. And the right split end, number 89, senior Wyatt Cameron. The quarterback, number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. The left halfback, number 11, senior Simon Fisher. The fullback, number 33, junior Thatcher Trudeau. And the right halfback, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton. The starting lineup for the Middlebury Tigers.
And for most of those, Tigers have been in those positions for most of the year. You know, it's a funny thing that there haven't been a whole lot of injuries to the Tigers this year. I mean, certainly C.J. Bryant's in that fullback position getting injured. That was a notable one. And a few people have had some things here and there. But generally, the lineup has been fairly consistent throughout the year. That's something you'd think would have to benefit the Tigers.
Well, it certainly would. I mean, you got to see players develop over the course of the year. I remember our first game of the season, we were talking about what players would step up and what we would find from the Tigers this year. And we saw that speed became a big part of their game. Those option plays to the left and the right side, utilizing that speed. And they were very lucky. Other than that one injury, they've been able to be pretty consistent all year.
And will they be able to use that speed today? That is one of the keys to the game. Keys to the game for the Middlebury side is going to be if they can still continue to play that speedy game or whether they have to go to some areas that they haven't done as much this year. And can they contain the Mount Mansfield running game? Can they be physical enough at the point of attack, not get slipped around when they have to engage with blockers who are and oftentimes bigger than them in this mud? Will the Tigers be able to do that? And from the Mount Mansfield Cougars standpoint, can they restrict the Tigers' big plays? Can they make it into a game that's 3 or 4 yards at a time and just turn it into a grind-it-out game? I think a grind-it-out game in these conditions is to the Mount Mansfield kind of skill set benefit. But as you point out, these kind of conditions may be the benefit of the Tigers.
Well, again, you know, we've seen them overcome adversity all year. We've seen them have to change their game plan in some of the games, like the one that we did down in Burr and Burton, where things were a little haywire for a while, and we just saw Coach Dennis Smith with his calm, you know, play Tiger football approach, going on 9-minute drives. And even in the game that they lost against St. Johnsbury this year, they played their game. And if they do that today, I think they'll be in pretty good shape, because there is, I put a lot of stock in the coaching experience different in this game, because the conditions are not good. The field, although you said looks good, and I agree with you, but I think because a lot of times, especially with the Tigers, they like to run up the middle. We saw that. I think the middle of the field is going to get chewed up, and one of my keys to the game today is who's going to hold on to the ball.
Yes, absolutely. That is a huge one. They have almost fumbled away a few games along the way, and certainly today, very difficult conditions. For the last few weeks, they've been practicing with wet footballs intentionally to try to simulate these conditions, but it's cold, and it's a prolonged period of being outside and being exposed. It's going to be easy to lose it. So the captains are out of the field having a conversation. The Tigers have won the toss. They are going to defer, and they're going to send it over to Mount Mansfield, and it's Mount Mansfield who's going to start the game. And so we are counting down to halftime. Counting down to kickoff. And they are announcing the teams. The captains have run off the fields, talking it over for a second. And just getting ready for them to finish up their announcements. So we're going to get ready to get started here. So can the Tigers, coming in fifth, coming in on a run, can they keep that run going? That's going to be the question. We will step aside for a moment. We'll be back in the kickoff on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The stripe guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The Army National Guard's offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already receiving your education or currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Vermont Army National Guard, aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
This is Tiger football on Addison County's WVTK, Fort Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And as the sounds of the national anthem die over the field in Jericho, Vermont, we get ready for kickoff. It's the state semifinal game. Number one ranked Mount Mansfield Cougars taking on the number five Middlebury Tigers. Middlebury will be kicking away to Mount Mansfield to start the game. Bruce, any last thoughts before we begin?
Well, again, I think as we start the game, the rain is coming down pretty hard. It'll be interesting to see which team is able to hold on to the ball. I think, will this weather impact the passing game? I don't think there was going to be a lot of passing anyway, but will that affect it even more? And the third factor, it'll be interesting to see if one team gets a lead, what type of response the other team will come up with. Will they try to score quickly? You know, Middlebury, known for their sustained, lengthy drives this year, and that plays right into their strong suit if they're able to do that. We'll have to wait and see.
And Middlebury's out of the field, ready to kick away. They'll be kicking from the 40 of the relatively south end of the field. Middlebury will be going from left to right on your radio dial for the first half. And Mount Mansfield will be going from right to left. Mount Mansfield running out. Remember, keep in mind, as we begin this game, Mount Mansfield came out and stood in the rain and warmed up for about 45 minutes. Middlebury just came out of the locker room about 5 to 7 minutes ago. Very different conditions right out for those players. Will that affect the beginning of the game? It's one of the first things we're going to watch. And we're ready for kickoff. Have two players standing back at the 10 for Mount Mansfield, getting ready for the kickoff. And here comes Bodie Rubright to kick that up. It's going to be a short one, coming down at about the 24. Bounce out of the Cougars' hands. And they're saying the ball is down there. Mount Mansfield's going to come out with a first and 10 from their own 26-yard line.
Silas Diamond picking that up for the Cougars after dropping it. So they will take off, take the first possession of the game. And it looks like they're going to place that at about the 26-yard line. First and 10 from the 26. The Cougars' first possession of the game. The first possession of the game for either team.
And here come the Cougars up to the line. It is going to be Harrison Lombruno-Nicholson. Asa Carlson at quarterback for Mount Mansfield. They throw it back. It's Carlson has it. He's going to hand it up the middle to the running back, who's going to gain about 3 yards, crossing at the 30-yard line. And that carry was by number 21. That's where we get that number here in a second for you here. That number was Jarek Hackney on that carry. 3 yard carry for Jarek Hackney. And the quarterback's back in the shotgun. He has it. He's going to follow Hackney into the center of the line. Plowing forward there. Gain of about 7 on that second down carry. It's going to be 3rd and about 2 coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars.
And on that play, the Cougars running right up the middle. And they're going to give him 6 on that. So, excuse me, they'll give him 4 on that. So it's 3rd and 3 from the 35.
And here they come up to the line, standing at the 35-yard line. 10:59 left to go in the first quarter. The game has just begun, 0-0. He calls for the ball, and the quarterback's going to take it himself. Big gap up the middle. He's still plowing forward, the bunch of Tigers on him. He gained close to about 10 yards on that carry for Asa Carlson.
They gave him 8 on that, so he'll pick up the first down, and the ball is marked at the 46. First down for the Cougars.
And up at the line, they're going to go over to the right side for about a gain of about 4. Bruce, you could see as they ran, as he plowed into it, water was just flying up off the field as Jarek Hackney dove forward for about a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about in the pregame show, Bjarke, was the condition of the field. And we've had 4 plays, and you can see how hacked up it's getting already, especially where all the players are. So we'll see if that becomes a factor.
2nd and 5 coming from about the 50-yard line or so. It's a pitch over to Hackney on this near side. He slipped and slided on the mud, but was able to turn himself upfield. Got back probably close to the original, not the original line of scrimmage, where they had been to start that play. No gain on that play for Hackney. It's 3rd and about 5 coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars.
So it's 3rd and 4 for the Cougars from what appears to be the 49-yard line.
9:50 left to go in the first quarter, 0-0. And it is Carlson back in the shotgun. He's Hackney got moving over to his right, but Carlson's going to keep it himself, trying to go up the middle. against the Tigers, and he is going to plow forward. Looks like he made the first down and then some, a gain of about 6 yards or so on that play. Right now, Mount Mansfield's moving the ball very effectively, Bruce.
Yeah, one of the things that we don't have, Bjarke, on the rosters is the size, but I'll tell you what, the quarterback, Asa Carlson, he's a pretty big boy.
And he is standing at the 40-yard line, or that's where the snap is coming from. They're going to try the middle with Hackney. Looks like he's going to get brought down after a gain of about 3. It's going to be second down and about 7 coming up. Right now, there's nothing fancy for what Mount Mansfield's doing, Bruce.
No, absolutely not. They're running either to the left or to the center there and picking up yardage. And again, pretty much what we expected, especially given the weather conditions. It seems that the rain has picked up a little bit, and there really is a lot of water on the field.
Second down and about 8 coming up for the Cougars. We have Carlson back in the shotgun. He's got Hackney in the backfield with him, and he's asking for the ball. And here it comes. They're going to go up the middle with the running back, and he's going to manage to make a hole and keep plowing forward. Physical run right now for the Mount Mansfield Cougars. Right now, Jerick Hackney, who ran for 250 yards and 4 touchdowns last week, is keeping those chains moving. It's a first down here for Mount Mansfield.
And Mount Mansfield doing a nice job running the ball in this driving rain.
And now it is going to go to Hackney again, looking up the middle against the Tigers. Not getting quite as much on this carry, but still picking up about 3, plowing into the center of the Tiger defense. And right now for the Mount Mansfield Cougars, they are looking at a second and about 8 from the 25-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. 0-0, 8 minutes left to go in the first quarter. It's Carlson back in the backfield. He pitches it out right to Hackney, who finds a hole on the right side of the offensive line. Is able to get forward for a few yards, but not able to get a first down. It's going to be third down coming up for the Cougars. It's going to be 3rd and 5 coming up for the Cougars, and right now it is the Jerick Hackney Show.
This is the 9th play of this drive, Bjarke. So far, 4 minutes and 20 seconds in, the first possession of the game for either team, and the score at 0 for both of them. 7:30 left to play first quarter, scoreless in the semifinal game.
And it is a big play here, 3rd down and about 5. It's going to go to Hackney up the middle, right into the teeth of the Tiger defensive line, and they hold strong, maybe allow a gain of 1. It's going to be 4th and about 4 coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars, who are standing at about the 20-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers.
And it's 4th and 4, as you said, Bjarke, from the 21.
And with 7:01 left to go in the first quarter, 0-0. Here come Mount Mansfield up to the line. Asa Carlson back in the shotgun. He has Jerick Hackney behind him. And he's going to take it, but Carlson's going to keep it himself and work towards the middle. Boy, he's physical. Just got behind his center and his guards. They pushed forward in a wedge, and he was able to pick up a nice gain there, getting from the 21 to about the 10-yard line. Nice pickup there. Well, they're backing up a little bit. It's going to be at about the 12-yard line.
So that would be a pickup of 10. First down for the Cougars. 6:40 left to play first quarter. Still scoreless.
And right now it's going to be Carlson keeping it himself up the middle. He just ran into Tyler Buxton, but kept pushing forward. That is going to be a touchdown for the Mount Mansfield Cougars. Nothing fancy there. Asa Carlson put his head down and barreled right into the center. Touchdown, Cougars.
11 plays, 5 minutes and 29 seconds off the clock. The Cougars punching in the end zone, 6-0. As you mentioned, Bjarke, the Asa Carlson Show taking that in. And
yep, they were able to establish the running back as such a threat, Hackney, that he went out wide, and Carlson was able to take it in the middle. Now they're going for a 2-point conversion, and they're trying it over on the right side. Looks like the Cougars think they have it. They did not. It is 6-0 Mount Mansfield, a 92-1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600. 06.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. Now Mansfield Cougars, having just taken a 6-0 lead, are kicking away to the Middlebury Tigers with 6:30 on the clock here in the first quarter. The Tigers can't really do anything with that return. And it's going to be 1st and 10. The Tigers' first offensive possession coming up here as we tick away down through about halfway of the first quarter. It's going to be 1st and 10. It looks like they're going to be starting from about their own 35-yard line. That's where the Tigers are going to start on 1st and 10. And Tim Gettleman's going to be bringing his team up to the line. One thing I'm interested to see, do they use the double wing or do they stay with four wide receivers? They've been doing a lot this year. Right now, four wide receivers, but they're in close. They have Trudeau in the backfield. Right now they're starting on the near side with Simon Fisher getting the first down carry, trying to get out to the corner. A gain of about 4 on that carry for Simon Fisher. Gets the Tigers started. They're going to be looking at a 2nd and a long 5, maybe a short 6 from about their own 40-yard line.
And on that play, he ran right and tried to turn up. And he was able to do that, actually, picking up 4 yards, 2nd and 6 for the Tigers here.
And Tim Gettleman's under center. He's got his running backs. He's going to go up the middle. And as the Tiger running back's going to get driven backwards. That was Thatcher Trudeau getting driven backwards on that 2nd down play. We'll see how far they mark it back. But right there, that defensive line just absolutely came through and was able to stuff it. Looks like they actually called it as a no loss and no gain. Back to that line of scrimmage. 3rd and 5 coming up for the Tigers.
Nicholson for the Cougars, jumping in there and stopping any progress by the Tigers. And as you mentioned, 3rd and 5 for Middlebury.
Gettleman under center of the double wing. He's got in the backfield, throws it up for Buxton. It goes out of Buxton's hand, but falls incomplete. It is going to be 4th down for the Tigers. One would assume, standing at their own 40, that they're going to be punting this away.
Yeah, that pass actually tipped. Tim got it off relatively quickly, but it looked like one of the linemen for the Cougars got his hands on it and knocked it over the intended receiver's hands, so Middlebury unable to respond to the initial Cougars attack.
And that was certainly not the way you wanted to start if you were Middlebury. The Cougars were just able to walk down the field against you. You're already wondering if this team is bigger and stronger than you. They just walked down the field, and you were not able to return that. Wyatt Cameron in for the punt. It went a little high on the snap. The punt went sailing out of bounds around midfield. See where the officials place it. But right now for the Tigers, they're getting a little bit on their heels here as Mount Mansfield starting to dictate the game.
Well, 3 now for Middlebury there. 4 plays, only a minute 17 off the clock, and now the Cougars going to be getting the ball back. They scored on their prior possession, and they're going to have the ball at relatively good field position here. We're waiting to see where they're going to mark it.
Looks like it's going to be at about the 45 of the Middlebury Tigers. Here they come up to the line with Carlson in the backfield, in the shotgun. He's got his primary running back right behind him. That's Jarek Hackney. And here we go. It's going to be Carlson keeping himself here on the near side, plowing forward. They're going to give him a gain of maybe 2 on that 1st down carry, 2nd and a long 8 coming up for Mount Mansfield.
And on that play, Carlson running to the left there, getting some yardage, thanks largely in part to the work of his offensive line, who did a pretty good job there of giving him some room.
2nd and 8 coming up from the 44 or so, and now it's going to be Hackney riding over on that right side, trying to find a hole, sprinkling through a swamp over on that other side. Gains about 4 or 5, probably about 4 on that carry. It's going to be 3rd and about 5. We'll say he got a 3-yard gain on that. 3rd and 5 coming up. They're standing at the 40-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. And Mount Mansfield's looking over the near sideline. It's 4:17 left to go in the first quarter. Mount Mansfield's leading 6-0, but facing a little bit of a difficult spot here with a third and long five coming up from the Tiger 40. It is Carlson back in the shotgun with Hackney behind him. He's going to give it to Hackney on this near side. The Tigers are going to be able to bottle him up for no real gain there. It's going to be fourth down. An interesting decision here for Mount Mansfield right now.
Well, it's going to be interesting, you're right, but it'll also be interesting to see if Middlebury does get the ball back, where it will be.
And right now, it looks like they will be going for it. Looks like they will be punting it, actually. They're already at the Tigers' side of the field. They're standing at the 40. They're going to try to force the Tigers back as far as they possibly can. All the punter drops it. Now he's looking downfield. Now he's going to punt it, but it fell off of his foot. There was only about a 10-yard difference in that play by the time that play was over. And it's going to be the Tigers taking over at about their own 30-yard line, 1st and 10. That was just a messy play.
It certainly was a messy play. The snap was not great, and Carlson picked it up. Looked like he didn't know what to do with it right away, whether to throw it or to try to kick it. And he finally shanked a little bit off his foot. Lucky that the Tigers weren't in there quicker and getting back with better field position. But again, as you mentioned, the Tigers take over 1st and 10.
1st and 10 from their own, we're going to call it the 34-yard line of the Tigers. Gettleman has it. He is going to hand it up the middle. It's C.J. Bryant who's in the game this time. And C.J. is going to run forward to almost the 40-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 6 on that first down play. I'll call it 5. 2nd and 5 coming up from the Middlebury Tigers.
Good to see Bryant back out there again.
3:30 left to play first quarter. 6-0 Cougars.
And it is Tim Gettleman coming up to the line. He has all of his skill players in close to him in the double wing. Buxton going in motion from right to the left, but this time they're going to go up the middle with the fullback. He's going to get stopped after, actually, Gettleman keeping it, gets stopped after a gain of about 2. Third down coming up for the Tigers. 3rd and about 3 out there on the field. 3rd and about 2 coming up for the Tigers.
An interesting thing here, Bjarke. I don't know if anybody noticed this but me, but on those last two plays, the clock was not running. They just started it.
Oh, interesting.
So they just started that, and no one seemed to notice that, but, you know, 20 or 25 seconds off the clock there.
Gettleman at their center. He's trying to keep it himself and see if he gained the first down. I believe he will have gotten it on this play here. We'll see what the officials decide. Yes, they're going to give him a first down on that. So the Tigers needed that one. They just picked up a first down. It's going to be 1st and 10 from their own 45-yard line. And the rain is picking up here at Jericho as we can feel it. Starting to get in our faces here. Gettleman back under center. He's got 3 running backs in the double wing. He's going to keep it himself and try to go to the right side, and he's going to get dropped for a loss of about 4 yards on that play. That did not go well at all for the Tigers. Loss of 3, maybe 4.
So 2:30 left to play first quarter. Middlebury down by 6. 2nd and 15 for the Tigers.
Yeah, the conditions are worsening here at Jericho. Tigers looking at this 2nd and about 15, coming up to the line. Everybody's in close. There are 2 wide receivers, 1 on either side, but the running backs are in the double wing behind Gettleman. Gettleman has it, going to hand it to Buxton, who's going to try the left side of that line and get absolutely nowhere. That's going to be back to that where that current line of scrimmage was. It's going to be 3rd and about 15 coming up for the Tigers.
In the middle of the field, Bjarke, definitely getting chewed up as a lot of action at the center of this rain-soaked field, and remains to be seen what impact that will have later in this game.
We knew it was going to be wet. I didn't know it was going to have as much standing water. When you see them running, there's actually large like splashes of water coming up. And the Tigers looking at this 3rd and about 14. It's Gettleman rolling out to the right side, looking downfield. He's going to have a receiver. And it did not get caught. It looks like it was a pass incomplete, a little bit blocked from us, but it's an incomplete pass. It's going to be 4th down coming up for the Tigers. They're going to be punting it away from their own 41-yard line.
And a nice job. Got to give the Cougars credit here. They've really stopped Middlebury from getting any type of momentum here after marching down the field on their first drive.
With 1:33 left to go here in this first quarter, with the Cougars leading 6-0, they're about to get the ball back from the Middlebury Tigers. Cougar punt returners are waiting back at their own 25. And here comes the punt. It's a pretty good one, although dying in this cold air. It's going to hit at about the 34 and bounce. The Cougars are going to be taking over at the 31, their own 31-yard line, looking to add more points on the board. Remember, you're listening to High School State Semifinal. Number one, Mount Mansfield Cougars taking on and your number five, Middlebury Tigers, up here in Jericho, Vermont.
And a nice kick there by the Tigers getting that off. As you mentioned, it kind of died up there in the air. But given the conditions, a nice job getting that kick off at all.
So right now for the Tigers, their defense needs to come out here and do what they were able to do last time. Keep Mount Mansfield off the board and get that ball back in reasonable field position. Right now it's Carlson back in the shotgun. He's got it. He's going to give it to Hackney in the center of the field. He's going to plow forward. Not much of a gain there on that first down play. It's going to end up being second and about eight coming up from the 32 of the Mount Mansfield Cougars.
Yeah, second and eight from the 32, according to the PA announcer here. 105 left to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Cougars.
Second and eight coming up. Cougars coming up to the line. Carlson back in the shotgun. He's got his running back Hackney behind him. Hackney goes into motion to the left, gets the pitch out from Carlson. Carlson tries the left side and slips. Not much of a gain there. Looks like he maybe picked up maybe one on that carry. It's going to be third and fairly long coming up. Third at about seven, maybe a short eight coming up from Mount Mansfield on their side of the field. They're sitting at about the 33.5 yard line.
And as you mentioned, Bjarke, the ball spotted on the 34 as we head near the end of the first quarter.
Andy Carlson back in the shotgun looking at this third and fairly long. He gets the snap. He's going to keep it himself and try the middle. He explodes up the middle. He's going to pick up the first down and then some. He ran out of the hands of the defensive back. He just went from about the 35 to the 40. So a gain of 25 yards on that carry by the quarterback.
A nice job by Carlson running up the middle there. His offensive line doing a nice job giving him time and space to run.
Carlson's not that shifty, but he is strong, and that works well for him. They're going to try to get one more play in before the end of the quarter. Carlson plowing forward. Now he pops over to the right, gets a ton of space. He's rambling down the sideline all the way in. Is he going to score a touchdown? That was a touchdown for the quarterback. Put another one on the board for the Mount Mansfield Cougars. Wait, was there a penalty? Looks like there must have been a penalty on the play.
Well, the officials are coming together here.
Yep, I see a flag on the far side of the field. So that one's going to be coming back.
Oof. Waiting to see what the call is here, Bjarke. But again, penalties that take points off the board are plays that drive coaches nuts.
I think that what you're going to have here is a hold fairly near the end of the run. Somebody's standing at about one of the officials standing at about the 12-yard line. I think they're going to march it off from the point of the infraction. So we will see what that will end up being here. So we'll be they'll march it off, so it will be a Cougar first down. They do not, however, get all of that yardage. They obviously don't get the touchdown here. So it is going to be first and long coming up, and we will step aside. It is 6-0 Mount Mansfield on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
It's the beginning of the second quarter up here in the state semifinal game in Jericho, Vermont. The Middlebury Tigers are trailing the Mount Mansfield Cougars by a score of 6-0. Mount Mansfield has the football. It's 1st and 10 from the Tiger 22-yard line. And the snap goes back to the quarterback. As soon as they hike it, a flag comes in. He's also gaining nothing on this first down carry. They let them play the play out, though, and we'll see what the call was. Illegal shift against Mount Mansfield, so they're going to be walking backwards here. There wasn't much immediately on that play. Even with the illegal shift, Tigers already got into the backfield and were able to bottle Carlson up. But it's going to go against the Cougars. They're going to be walking backwards. They've had a good night so far in terms of their ability to play defense and move the ball. Right now, they've come to a little bit of a halt. It is going to be 1st and 14 coming up. Oh, no, they declined the penalty, so it's actually going to be counted as a run of 0 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 10. Tigers decided not to take more distance off the field. Carlson calls for it back in the shotgun. He's going to pitch it over to his running back on the left side. He's going to turn upfield and get a nice hole there. That's going to be a gain of about 5 or so when it's all said and done. And it's a little hard to pick up the number of the ball carrier there. I assume it was Hackney. And for right now, it's going to be 3rd and 6 here coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars.
11:15 left to play, second quarter, 6-0 Cougars.
And the quarterback is back in the shotgun waiting for it. He's going to give it to Hackney. He's going to try on that left side. He's going to turn the corner and explode and get to about the driven out a little or farther up from the 5. It's going to be 1st and goal coming up for Mount Mansfield. That was a big third down play there for the Cougars, certainly. And they are going to be threatening. It's going to be 1st and goal from the 7-yard line.
Yeah, Hackney on that play doing a nice job running left before getting knocked out at about the 7.
And here come the Cougars there. Carlson's back in the shotgun. He hands it to Hackney up the middle. Tigers defensive line standing strong, able to bring him down. No real gain on that play, maybe a little bit. It's going to be 2nd and goal coming up from about the 6. 10:47 left to go in the second quarter. Mount Mansfield leading 6-0 over the Tigers and threatening to put more on the board. 2nd and goal coming up from the 6-yard line. Carlson back in the shotgun. Moose Hackney in motion. Carlson's going to keep himself plowing up the middle. Nice job by a Tiger diving on his back there. I think that was Tristan Cannell, last week's JP Carrera player of the game, bringing him down before he was able to get in the end zone. We'll give him a gain of about 2. 3rd and goal coming up from the 4 for the Mount Mansfield Cougars.
And remember, on this drive, a touchdown has already been taken off the board because of a penalty. But the Cougars threatening again.
Good point. Good point. And here is the quarterback standing back in the shotgun. He has Hackney behind him. The give is going to go to Hackney up the middle, and he is able to plow through. That is the 2nd touchdown of the day for the Mount Mansfield Cougars.
9:59 left to play, 2nd quarter. The Cougars go up by 12. Running it right up the middle there, punching it in the end zone.
And right now, they went for 2 the first time. They were not able to convert. One would expect now, being up 12-0, they are going to go for the 2-point conversion again. Oh, interesting setup here. The offensive line split all the way out. It's going to be a direct slant. They're going to throw it forward. And that was actually false. They were able to convert it. That was a 2-point conversion on a very unusual play. Actually looked like it fell on the ground. They gave it to them. 14-0, 92-1 WVTK.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Union. Together, we are one.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the rain continues to pound up here at Jericho as the Mount Mansfield Cougars leading 14-0 have just kicked away to the Middlebury Tigers. Tiger returner Staden Plouffe standing at about the 20, getting driven back by Mount Mansfield, driven down at the 20. And that's where the Tigers are going to take over, trailing by two touchdowns. The conditions like this, Bruce, if I could say, make it much harder for a team to come back. The Tigers, a team who are an explosive team, they're getting limited in their explosion by the conditions out here. It gets harder and harder to do that as the day goes on, as the field gets more torn up. It's going to be imperative here for the Tigers that they get down the field. Not enough just to move the field position and to flip field position. They're going to need to get some points on the board here soon. If not this drive, then on the next one. Tim Gettleman coming up to the line. He has four wide receivers, two on each side. One running back, Thatcher Trudeau, in the backfield. First and 10 from the Tiger 20. Tigers trailing 14-0. Gettleman under center. He's got motion. Fisher from his left to his right. Fisher takes it, goes to the right side, gets immediately brought down and clotheslined with a loss of about one. It's going to be second and 11 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
And for the Cougars, a nice job by their defensive line stopping the Tigers from getting anything going there. Trying to run right and brought immediately down. 9:30 left to play second quarter. And as you mentioned, the Cougars up by two touchdowns, 14-0.
Tigers have not yet had anything really kind of go on offense where you say, okay, that's what we might see tonight. It is four wide receivers for Gettleman. Trudeau in the backfield. Fisher in motion from the right to the left. Looks like Gettleman's going to try that right side, get dropped back. It's a loss on that run as well. Tigers are going to be looking at third and about 13 coming up. They're moving backwards.
Well, the Cougars have done a nice job stopping the Tigers from getting any momentum. And as you mentioned, this is really a drive they need to get something positive going.
And right now there is a Tiger down on the field as they're looking him over here. It gives us a chance to thank some of our sponsors here. Mention them here on 92.1 WVTK.
Yeah, thanks, Bjarke. Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury with a drop-off location in Vergennes. J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix. They guarantee a solid finish. Give them a call at 388-6363. The Community College of Vermont, where you can start college for free. Just visit their website. It's gotocollegevt.org. That's gotocollegevt.org. And Countryside Carpet and Paint on Creek Road in Middlebury.
So interesting spot here. So Tim Gettleman was the one on the ground. He popped up. He appears to be okay. But if there's an injury timeout, you have to take that player off the team, off the field for a play. One would assume that it is going to be Tyler Buxton playing quarterback here for the Tigers. It is third and 13 from the Tiger 17-yard line. And it's going to be a run with Simon Fisher over to the right side. He's plowing forward and moving forward. That's not going to be enough to pick up the first down. It's only going to be a gain of about seven. It's going to be fourth down for the Tigers. They're going to have to punt it away from about their own 24-yard line.
And a couple of things on this next play, Bjarke. First of all, they didn't get the first down, and they're going to have to punt, but they're going to be punting into a rain that is now going to be blowing the ball back. I don't know which direction is east-west.
Vaguely here, north here, I think.
Vaguely north, but they're going to be punting into a driving rain, so the Cougars should get pretty good field position here.
Absolutely, because the Tigers are going to be punting away from about the 12, and it is Cameron going to get a pretty decent punt considering the things you were just describing. When it hit the ground, though, it absolutely died in the water. It is going to be first and 10 for Mount Mansfield from the Tiger 47-yard line. Sorry, the Mount Mansfield 47-yard line.
And you know what, Bjarke, you're exactly right. Considering how bad the weather is, that was a pretty good kick there, about 32 yards. And as you mentioned, they're going to take over on the 47, it appears. 8:11 left to play in the first half. And the Cougars up by 14.
And Cougars looking over here at first and 10 from the 47-yard line. And the quarterback, Asa Carlson, is back in the shotgun. He's got a man in motion behind him. He's going to go to Hackney up in the middle. Big hole for Hackney as he comes up to the right side. Explodes to the 40. Explodes to the 30. Explodes to the 20. There's going to be no one who's going to catch him. One play and 53 yards for Hackney. And right now, Mount Mansfield is solidly in control of this first half of this football game.
Yeah, Hackney running to his right there and just putting on the afterburners, running right down the right sideline. No Tiger even near him. And a 54-yard run, touchdown run for Hackney. It is his second touchdown of the game.
And right now they are coming in. Looks like they are going to go for two with the same interesting alignment. Groups of players on both sides. This time they just flick it out to the right, going for Hackney. And flag comes in on this play. Very unusual two-point conversion attempts that Mount Mansfield goes for. False start against Mount Mansfield. It's nothing you could decline here as our play-by-play guy up the other one up in the box gets confused. It's the danger of overstating things. And they are looking over the sideline. They're going to have to run this again, but it's going to be from the 7-yard line instead of the 2. And right now, Carlson looking over, getting the calls in from the sideline. Right now, Mount Mansfield's leading 20-0, looking to put a two-point conversion on the board. This time, they're set up in a more traditional setup with an actual number of blockers down on the line of scrimmage. They're going to go to Hackney up the middle, and that two-point conversion is also going to be good. 22-0. Mount Mansfield over the Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Well, if adversity builds character, then now is the time for the Tigers to continue to invest in that area. Adversity has hit. 22-0. 8 minutes left to go in the first quarter, but the Tigers are about to get the ball back, and it's going to be important for them to remember there's a lot of game left and a lot of time to do it in. And right now, though, it's a Tiger kick return coming up the right side of the field. They're about the 32. The ball came out at the end of the run. We will see who ended up with it. Officials look like it came out in the Tigers' hands. It's going to be first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 32-yard line. And right now, Bruce, it's really important the Tigers make something happen.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a coach, but this is what I would do on this drive here. We've seen Middlebury with some sustained drives this year. 8-9-minute drives, 7 minutes and 54 seconds left in the first half. Put the ball in the end zone. Make your goal to put one of them in the end zone before the end of the first half.
Yeah, and really want to do here. Tyler Buxton has been somebody they've relied on more and more and more as the years go on. They need to find a way to get in Buxton's hands right now. Kettleman under center, first and 10. He's going to go back. He's going to draw back and throw it downfield. He's going to overthrow his receiver. That was Buxton over on that far side. Just were not able to connect on that first down pass attempt.
Well, Gettleman doing a nice job getting that pass off at all in the driving rain and just overthrew it a little bit. Second and 10 for the Tigers.
From their own 32.5 yard line or so, that rain, as Bruce has described, is driving directly into the Tigers' face. So when Tim went back, rolled back to look downfield, he was getting the full onslaught of the weather as he did so. Tigers right now, Gettleman under center, 4 wide receivers, 1 in the backfield, that's Trudeau. And Trudeau's going to take that ball and try to push forward. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards. Tigers are going to be looking at a 3rd and 7 from their own 36-yard line. We'll give him a 4-yard gain on that run by Thatcher Trudeau.
Unbelievable. 7:25 left to play for second quarter. 22-0, Mount Mansfield.
And it is 3rd and 7. As they come up to the line, Gettleman under center. He has 4 wide receivers. He has Trudeau. Sorry, he has C.J. Bryant in the backfield behind him. They're going to hand it off to Fisher on that far side, though. He's not going to be able to get anything. It's going to be 4th down again for the Tigers. They're going to have to punt it away again, I think. I mean, at this point, to go for it would be utter desperation. They're at their own 35-yard line. It's 4th and about 7. They're going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, I can't see doing that yet. I mean, you've got another entire half. And,
yep.
You know, we've seen them score lightning fast. So still a lot of game, as you mentioned. And who knows? You get halftime in there, maybe get the rain to stop.
If you could get it to stop, call up the weather person. All right. It is Bodie Rubright standing at about the 24. Actually, I think it would be Wyatt Cameron. See the number? Yes, it is Cameron. And he's going to be punting it away. It's not going to go too far. It's going to roll downfield and stop at the Mount Mansfield 42, and that's where they are going to take over. 1st and 10 coming up for the Cougars. 6:24 left to go in the second quarter. Mount Mansfield, the number 1 seed in Division 1, leading the number 5 seed by a score of 22-0.
1st and 10 from the 44-yard line.
And the Cougars come back out, and right now we'll see if they continue to go to Jarek Hackney heavily or whether they start to mix it up in a variety of areas here.
It'll be interesting to see what the Cougars do here, because if they're able to get on the scoreboard again, that will put Middlebury in a pretty precarious situation.
Asa Carlson back in the shotgun. He's going to have it. They're going to go with Hackney up the middle. He's going to bounce around a little bit, but there's going to be no gain on that play. In fact, it looks like it's going to be a loss of about 1 or so on that. It's going to be 2nd and 11 from the 41-yard line of the Cougars.
So we have a man down. There's a player hurt on that play. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by the University of Vermont Health Network and Porter Orthopedics. Experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Shearer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. And Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And it is going to be the Cougars coming out. The player is up. It's 2nd and 12 coming up for Mount Mansfield. They're at about their own 41-yard line.
Middlebury player is up on his own power. That's good to see.
Middlebury player is up on his own power, so okay there. And it is going to be Asa Carlson back in the shotgun. He is going to have his running back behind him. The snap goes up. He's going to hand it up to the running back, Hackney. Hackney's going to bring it over to the near side, try to turn that corner. And he'll gain a few on that carry. That'll be a gain of about 5. But remember, they were back a few yards from the little original line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd and a long 7 coming up Mount Mansfield from about their own 47-yard line.
So 5:30 left to play first half, 22-0 in favor of the Mount Mansfield Cougars in this Division I semifinal playoff matchup.
3rd and 7 coming up for Mount Mansfield. Carlson back in the shotgun with his running back in the single set behind him. Running back goes into motion. Carlson now is going to keep it himself, try the middle, cut back to the right side, turn upfield. He's going to pick up a 1st down there as he got it right to across the midfield line, actually. They're going to be at the 46 of the Tigers. 1st and 10. Nice run there by Asa Carlson.
Yeah, Carlson has played very well today. And again, you can see with the weather being what it is, Bjarke, you see him with 2 hands on that ball there to prevent any fumbles. And keep the drive going. 5 minutes left to play in the second quarter, 22-0 in favor of the Cougars.
1st and 10 for the Cougars from the Tiger 45, and it's a throw out to the wide receiver over Hackney on the left side. Hackney's going to get pursued all the way to the sideline and get driven out. He will lose about 3 on that run as he was not able to turn the corner. It's going to be 2nd and 13 coming up for the Cougars from the Tiger 48-yard line.
The Tigers doing a nice job following him down the field, forcing him out of bounds, and as you mentioned, a loss on that play.
4:52 left to go in the first half. Now Mansfield leading 22-0, but faces second and long. It is the quarterback, Carlson, back in the shotgun. He's running himself up the middle. A pair of linebackers hanging off his back, including C.J. Bryant, but he's able to move to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd and 10 coming up from Mount Mansfield from the Tiger 45.
Carlson doing a nice job getting back to the line of scrimmage, but the Middlebury offensive line doing a nice job getting some penetration there and not allowing a big gain.
And Mount Mansfield content to take some time off the clock, looking over towards the sideline, going to take as much time as they possibly can. Carlson back in the shotgun, one wide receiver on either side of him, two running backs in the backfield, one of which goes in motion. But they're going to go to their steady hand and run up the middle with Hackney. No gain on that. It's going to be fourth down for Mount Mansfield. They are sitting on the Tigers' side of the field at the 45. The last time they were in this position, they punted.
Starting to look like that's one of the old schoolyard after school games.
And here they come up. It is 4th and 10 from the 45. And Carlson is back in the shotgun. With Packney behind him. Actually, he's back enough to punt. They are going to be punting here from their own 45. Here comes the snap. It comes up high, but he's able to corral it, brings it down. Looks like there's going to be some motion called out of the field as a flag came out and a whistle was blown. So Mount Mansfield is about to kick away to the Tigers here. Punt away, leading 22-0. Tigers, though, will have a chance to get the ball back with about 3.5 minutes left to go in this half. Be an important time to do something with it. Remember, they do get the ball after halftime to the Middlebury Tigers. So were they able to score with this next possession, they could feel pretty, a little better about how they're going into halftime.
Well, again, you can put some points on the board here and then, be down by 2 scores in the second half. It's a much different game.
Absolutely. One would think the players, they don't have a huge halftime. And are they going to go all the way up to the school and dry off? We'll see. The snap is up. The punt is up. It is bouncing downfield. It's going to be left alone by the Tigers. And it's going to drop and be killed at the 14-yard line. That's where the Tigers are going to take over. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Middlebury Tigers, trailing 22-0 from their own 14-yard line. 3 minutes left to go in the first half.
That was a 41-yard punt. And the Tigers are going to take over, trailing by 22. On their 14 with 3:04 left to play in the first half.
Ed Gettleman is in the game for the Tigers, looking over at that far sideline, getting in the calls. Here they come up to the line of scrimmage. Gettleman has his running backs, one running back and 4 wide receivers. Fisher goes in motion from the left to the right, but they're going to go up the middle with C.J. Bryant. Bryant's going to get about 2, maybe 3 on that first down carry. It's going to be 2nd and 7, a short 8 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
Picks up a couple of yards. Tackled by Dylan Davis.
Davis on the tackle there for the Cougars. 2:40 left to play, first half. The Tigers down by 22.
Gettleman comes up to the line. He has 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. He has Bryant behind him. He's got a player, Plouffe, coming in motion. They're going to throw it to Bryant, who's immediately taken down. Loss of about 5 on that second down carry. It's going to be 3rd and long coming up for the Tigers. They are standing at their own 12-yard line. They could put themselves in a tough spot here at the end of this half. Mount Mansfield possibly get the ball back in pretty good position here.
Yeah, they certainly could. And you got to credit the Cougars' defensive line. They were in the backfield there pretty darn quick. And as you mentioned, the ball on the 12-yard line, and Middlebury needs to get something going here to at least, if nothing else, give their punter room to boot the ball away.
It is difficult conditions here this afternoon in Mount Mansfield. People at home may not realize if we sound cold, that's because we are. There's a pretty good wind out here. The rain is pouring down. The temperature's in the low 40s. It is a rough game for these players. And the wind appears to be picking up as the rain is now coming in our faces. Here they come up to the line to the Tigers. And the wind has picked up. It's now carrying away our canopy. This is going to get more exciting before it's over. Tim Gettleman under center. He's got four wide receivers, two on each side. Simon Fisher going in motion from the right to the left. Gettleman dropping back. He's going to kind of keep it himself and go up the middle. There's going to be no gain, maybe a gain of one on that play. And it's going to be fourth down. Tigers look like they're going to have to give it back to Mount Mansfield here. No gain on that play for Tim Gettleman. It looked like on the play call that Gettleman wanted to look to throw it downfield. Nothing really opened up. Tried to find some space up that middle. Right now, a timeout called on the field. 2:06 left to go in this first half. The score is 22-0, Mount Mansfield. Mount Mansfield is about to get the ball in good field position from the Middlebury Tigers.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Napa Auto Parts on Coors Street in Middlebury. They've got the parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even the 18-wheelers. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. And Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value store, and a whole lot more.
And the Tigers are going to be punting it away here from their own 2-yard line. That's where Wyatt Cameron's standing. It's going to be important to have a good snap here. You don't want it to go over Wyatt's head into the end zone or certainly out the back of the end zone. The snap was a good one, though, and he was able to bring it in. Looks like it got blocked off the fingers of a Mount Mansfield player. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 12 or 13-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for Mount Mansfield, except a flag is on the ground. It's in the backfield where the Tigers were, though. And well, they weren't, no one was paying attention. The Mount Mansfield Cougars picked up the ball and ran it into the end zone. As of right now, I believe they just called that a touchdown on the field. It looked like everybody was talking about the penalty, though. It looked like the play had been well over, but nobody was paying attention. The Cougars ran it back in.
Well,
it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do with this last play. Might just have to be what it is, my friend. We might have to duck. Canopies are flying around up here at Jericho. It's getting adventurous. And out on the field, looks like they're still trying to figure out what happened. Looks like that call is actually going to go against Mount Mansfield. And we will see what they do here. Looks like it's actually going to be the punt again.
5-yard penalty against the Cougars.
5-yard penalty against the Cougars on the beginning of that play, which means it will still be fourth down. There was no touchdown on the play for the Cougars. Fourth down, Tiger ball. However, they still do have to punt it away because it's fourth down. Cameron's punting from about the 10. This is a lot more useful for the Tigers. It's going to roll up, and it's going to stop at the 49-yard line on the Tigers' side of the field. That where Mount Mansfield's going to take over first and 10 with a minute 50 left to go. They're about at midfield.
So a fortuitous series of events here for the Tigers. First we had a touchdown called, and then that was overturned, and then we have a penalty. And so the Tigers do get the punt off.
But a dangerous moment here for the Tigers. Remember, the Cougars have a tremendous ability to strike. They've got 22 points in this first half. And in particular, it is number 35, Jarek Hackney, who's running wild on the Tigers.
There's another penalty.
There's a penalty against the Tigers on that play. So now it's going to come back again. And it is going to get walked back. It's going to be fourth and, we'll see, probably fourth and 10 when it's all said and done. It is going to be fourth and 10. Tigers are going to be punting it away again. This time, Cameron's going to be punting from back by the end zone again. Confusing last minute here or so in this football game, as the officials have been calling plenty of things here.
15 from the 10-yard line.
Actually, it's even worse. It's fourth and 15. They took 10 yards away here. It is going to be Cameron now punting from the end zone. Does a decent job doing that, though. Credit to him. It's skipping up, getting caught by the up man at about the 40. He's got it tied in the corner. He gets to the 45, gets to the 30. Another penalty comes in. This one is going to be against Mount Mansfield for an illegal block, I believe. We will see where the ball ended up here. The runner ended up at about the 25, but the penalties are going to mess with that a little bit here. Three penalties in quick succession out here in Jericho. Right now, as we talk, there's a minute and 40 left to go in the first half. Mount Mansfield leading 22-0 is in the process, the very messy process, of getting the football back. Looking to put more points on the board.
41 left in half, the Cougars will have the ball.
So they'll move that back.
So it looks like they are not going to kick it again. Looks like Mount Mansfield is going to have it first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Remember, there's a minute 40 left of this game with Jarek Hackney in there for the Cougars and with Asa Carlson in there at quarterback. This quick strike team, they're still dangerous with a minute 40 left to go in this half. Now Middlebury's taking a timeout. Apparently everyone wants this last 10 seconds of game time. Bruce has taken about 5 minutes of real time.
Well, the good thing, Bjarke, as you mentioned, it gives us a chance, besides getting pneumonia, to thank our sponsors. Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Dedeker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Dedeker Chevrolet, find new roads. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. We're clubbing. Well, we're doing the sponsors here. Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and at nbvt.com.
And finally, here comes some more football. We promise you this is a football game, ladies and gentlemen, minus all the breaks because of all these stops in action, thanks to our officials. Minute 41, it is first and 10 for Mount Mansfield from the Tiger 43-yard line. And it is going to be Carlson keeping it himself as he gets to the near sideline. C.J. Bryant driving him out of bounds after no gain on that first down carry. It's going to be second and 10 coming up from Mount Mansfield from the Tiger 43. Mount Mansfield leading 22-0, 1:35 left to go on the clock. Actually, they took about a yard away from Mount Mansfield on that carry. It's going to be second and 11 coming up.
C.J. Bryant on the tackle.
And Carlson back in the shotgun, man in motion. He's going to take it, though. He's going to give it to Hackney. Hackney's going to try the middle of the field and not get much. Brought down by the Tigers. No gain, maybe a gain of one on that play. It's going to be third down coming up for the Cougars.
And, you know, one thing to note here, Bjarke, as the rain continues to come down with the cold, the middle of the field really getting significantly worse.
Yes, footing is going to get much harder here in the second half. The ball also gets wetter and grimier because of those conditions. Carlson back in the shotgun. He calls for it. He takes it. He hands it to Hackney, who gets a nice hole up the middle. But not able to get to the first down marker, though. It's going to be fourth and about three coming up. And with about 54 seconds left, Mount Mansfield should take a timeout here. And they do.
MMU will use the third and final timeout.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forest of Vermont. They've got the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, if you're looking for a new home, visit champlainvalleyproperties.com. Mike's Auto and Towing, for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's mikesautomid.com. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. And Vermont Field Sports, for all your sport hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And right now it is Mount Mansfield looking at a fourth and three from the Tiger 36-yard line. And it is the quarterback with the ball in his hands trying that corner. He is going to pick up a first down to get across the 30, to get across the 25. It's going to be first down coming up for Mount Mansfield. That was a gain of about 11 on that carry for the quarterback, Asa Carlson.
Yeah, Carlson has played a pretty big role in this game. He has run and gotten some huge yardage, and again, keeping the drive alive on that play. 46 and a half seconds left to play in the first half, and the Tigers trailing by 22.
First and 10 for Mount Mansfield from their own 25, and they're going up the middle. It's Carlson keeping himself, just absolutely overwhelming people with physicality. That was a rough run there by Carlson. First down, or close to it anyway, 10-yard gain. They did give him the first down. Right now, Cougars are moving down the field. It's going to be first and 10 from the 15. They are looking. They're not looking to go into halftime here. They're looking to put more on the board. Carlson looking at first and 10 alone in the backfield, just saying heck with it, keeping it himself, taking it to the right, getting across the 10, going out at the 8. Very mature decision-making here by quarterback Asa Carlson.
Yeah, wise use of the clock as well. They've got no timeouts left, but he's running to the right or to the left and getting out of bounds. And 26.2 seconds, a lot of time left.
He didn't try to pick up too much on that run. He stayed calm. He got up. He knew he should get out of bounds. Getting out of bounds was more important for Mount Mansfield than was getting in the extra yard or two. Good decision there by the quarterback. He's back in the shotgun by himself. No one back there with him, including No Hackney. He's going to keep it himself. Man, bowling people over. He's going to get down near the end zone. He's going to get tripped up. It's going to be first and goal from the one. They need to get up and spike the ball to the Mount Mansfield Cougars. And they're going to run for it. It is going to be Carlson keeping himself. And he is going to get a touchdown. And a two-yard score there for the quarterback, Asa Carlson, to put Mount Mansfield even farther ahead. Here is the first down ends.
So on that touchdown, shouldn't the clock have stopped?
The clock should have stopped in order
on the
to
first
move
down,
the chains.
Right?
Yeah, once they've moved the chains, the clock would resume. So, yes, I heard the it was kind of funny because the announcer was the one saying that the clock should be stopped, and he's up there in the booth with the clock operator. I thought that was interesting. All right, so right now it is 28-0, about 5 seconds left to go in the half. Mount Mansfield looking to go for one of their two-point conversions again, one would expect. Here is Carlson waiting for it in the backfield. He's got Hackney with him. Carlson takes the snap. He turns. He hands it to Hackney. Hackney turns upfield. He's able to get a two-point conversion good. And it is 30-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And 5 seconds left to go in this first half. Mount Mansfield, on the back of strong running by quarterback Asa Carlson, have taken a 30-0 lead at halftime. Getting ready to kick away here. Not quite halftime. There are 5 seconds left to go. Tigers do have a chance here for a kick return run back. Keep in mind, that was one way that Mount Mansfield actually allowed points last week, I believe, against Colchester. So we'll see if the Tigers could put one of those on the board here. Mount Mansfield appears to be taking their time here as they get ready to kick away. And here comes the kick. Coming from the 40, it's going to go back and bounce. It's going to go off the foot of the Tigers, Fisher, but he's going to keep it. And oh, he's going to hand it off on this near side. Plouffe has it. He's going to get across the 30, get driven down by Cougars. And that's going to be it. At halftime, Mount Mansfield 30, Middlebury 0 on 92.1 WV.
Dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.org.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service, 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. High school football is on, 92.1, WVTK.
It's halftime up here at Jericho, Vermont. It's a state semifinal game. The number one Mount Mansfield Cougars came into the game feeling like they wanted to continue a hot streak that they've been on as they rolled into their number one seed and then took care in the first week of the playoffs, taking care of the Colchester Lakers. Well, into the game came the Middlebury Tigers, coming into the number five seed, but a team that had been on a run after alternating wins and losses early in the season. Well, things have not gone the Middlebury Tigers' way so far, certainly. This first half, it is a Cougar 30-0 lead at halftime.
Yeah, the Cougars jumping out to a 6-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, and then piling on 24 in the second quarter. And I have to apologize. I have to. Every article of clothing and paper we have is completely
utterly
drenched.
Soaking wet. Yes.
So we're doing our best here to get you the stats and everything here. But again, the Tigers trailing 6-0 at the end of the first quarter, and then the Cougars adding another 24 at the conclusion of the second quarter
well,
to...
I'm going to help you out with the scoring rundown here.
Thank
with
you.
6:31 left to go in the first quarter, Mount Mansfield, an 11-play, 78-yard drive. 5:29 came off the clock, scored as quarterback Asa Carlson ran it in from 11 yards out. The two-point conversion was no good. And at that point, in the end of the first, as you said, Bruce, the score was 6-0, Mount Mansfield. Mount Mansfield got on the board some minutes later. 9:59 left to go in the second quarter. An 8-play, 4:19-minute drive. It was Jared Hackney from 4 yards out for the touchdown. Good two-point conversion at that point. Made the score 14-0, Mount Mansfield. Mount Mansfield scored another time. 8 minutes left to go in that quarter. They start on their own side of the field from their own 46-yard line. It was Jared Hackney taking off and 54 yards later running across the end zone line. And also, he then followed up with a two-point conversion. The score at that point was 22-0. And then Asa Carlson put it a little harder. 5 seconds left to go in the first half. It was Carlson from 2 yards out. Hackney, two-point conversion good. Score at that point and score at halftime. 30-0, Mount Mansfield. Bruce, I would have to say, right now, the story of the game is the inability of the Tigers to stop the Mount Mansfield running game.
Yeah, they really have not had much positive momentum in this game. The Cougars really scoring almost at will at times. The Tigers not able to stop them. And remember that we actually had a touchdown taken off the board due to a penalty. They eventually got in again, but again, you hit it right on the head after the first half. 30-0, Mount Mansfield, and still another half to go, and Middlebury is very capable of putting points on the board. But in order for them to do that, they have got to stop the Cougars when they've got the ball.
We're going to have more thoughts like that here as we roll on through halftime. We'll be right back with more halftime. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Rolling along through halftime here on 92.1 WVTK as we wait the second half of this state semifinal game. Middlebury Tigers taking on the Mount Mansfield Cougars. And so, Bruce, you know, we've talked about how the Tigers do have a lot of time. They have a half left to go. What do you think the keys might be for them to get back into this football game?
Well, they've got to score. when they get the ball, which they will at the beginning of this of the third quarter. You know, and we know that's something Coach Dennis Smith likes. They're going to have to get a sustained drive. You know, I still think that there's a lot of time left. I think that they've got to put together one of their sustained drives, but they really do need to get some points sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way to get a type of offense going that feels like something that could work for them. I think they've tried a lot of different things. They've tried running up the middle. They've tried their counters with Simon and with Tyler, and those haven't really worked. They tried going downfield twice with Tim Gettleman trying to make some passes, and it just looked like the weather in some cases really had kind of thrown him off in that passing. So can the Tigers get it together? That's going to be key. And can they stop Mount Mansfield's sustained drives? At this point, Mount Mansfield's just going to want to come out and grind the clock. They're just going to run and run and run, which is what they've done all night. Tigers are going to need to be able to stop that if they have any hope of getting to next week's final.
Well, in order to get there, they've got to get back in this game. And again, the weather is, believe it or not, it's actually getting worse, if that's possible. And again, the field is kind of hacked up. So again, a lot of things that are working against the Tigers. But again, you know, we've talked about this all season long. That's why you play these games.
So just to let people know, just so you can imagine the confusion here, there's now water coming through the inside of our canopy. We are underneath the canopy, and it is raining inside of the canopy. So this is quite an adventure here in the second half for the Middlebury Tigers and for your friendly radio broadcasters. We're just trying to keep it together. All right. And here come the Mount Mansfield Cougars back onto the field. They were able to go into this small dry room in the back of the press box. The Tigers are going to be coming out here momentarily. With a few minutes left to go in this second half, that's what's going to be key for the Tigers. They're going to have to come out here, put some points on the board with this first drive. They're going to have to keep Mount Mansfield off the board. If you are Mount Mansfield, your keys are just going to be keep doing what you've been doing and see whether you can really pummel the Tigers into submission early in the second half. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back for a kickoff of the second half of the high school playoff semifinal game, Tigers against the Cougars on 92.1. WVTK.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Counting down to kickoff in the second half here on 92.1 WVTK. Less than a minute here on the score clock. Mount Mansfield's out here ready to go. Tigers have not yet appeared ready to take the field. We would expect them to appear any moment here as the game is scheduled to be about to start. Tigers right now trailing by a score of 30-0. One thing Bruce has talked about all game long has been the condition of the field in the center of the field. And right now, that is not looking good. At about between the 40-yard lines on either side, the field is quite torn up right in the center. And that's going to make it hard because that's very often where your fullbacks are running.
Well, you know, Bjarke, you were talking about keys for the second half for the Cougars. One of the things that their coaching staff is going to make sure that they do not do is you don't want to let Middlebury back in this game.
No, you don't want to make mistakes.
You don't want to fumble the ball. So, while, you know, it may appear that they've got a big lead, you don't want to give your opponent any life to come back in this game. And we know Coach Dennis Smith has got some tricks up his sleeve, and we'll see if he's able to use any of them.
Right now, they just sent over the the announcing speakers here at the field that there's 35 to 40 mile an hour gusts going on. Just so you know, we're now hanging on to the canopy to keep it from flying away. But enough about us. So for the Tigers, as they enter the field right now, a little bit late, but they're ready to go. Can they come out? This is their season, right? It's all come down to this. You're now behind 30 to nothing, beginning the second half of your semifinal game. You need to come out right now and say, we're going to establish something. We're going to get it going. Now is our moment.
And for Mount Mansfield, at stake, a trip to the state championship next week.
Next week, that's right. Rutland Raiders are already going to be waiting for them. Rutland is in the final as a result of defeating St. Johnsbury last night down in Rutland. And Rutland gets the pretty advantageous situation, really, of being the home team at their own state championship field. Pretty lucky situation for them, one would have to say, and not one that the Cougars or the Tigers will be particularly happy about as they go forward. One difference, of course, to mention as we get ready for the Tigers to start is that Rutland is a turf field, and that is why they play the game there. It's got a large grandstand. It's got a good press box. It's got a turf field. It really is a great place to play and watch a football game. To be honest, it's one of my favorite venues in the state. But that being the case, you then get other teams that play on grass who then have to go travel to a team that's used to playing on turf, playing on their own field. I really have to think that the VIFL, like everybody involved in running a high school football, really does have to look at that and say, wow, is that a really grossly unfair advantage? Rutland is a big school. It has talented football, generally. It's got a long tradition. And a situation where the same team's going to benefit every year from a really unfair situation. It's really surprising. That's one that I would think that, ADs across the state, I'm sure old people only want to listen to Middlebury AD Sean Farrell only so much if he talks about it at those meetings. But other ADs, I think, should look at that situation and say, wow, giving Rutland home field advantage every year if they make it, and they have made it recently, particularly unfair. So, just a little bit of opining by me here as we get ready for the second half to kick off. This has been the longest beginning of a second half I've ever seen. Everyone's just standing around.
In driving rain and freezing temperatures with 35 to 40 mile an hour winds.
And let's get this game going here. Come on, Mount Mansfield Cougars. Let's get out of the field.
Well, the Tigers will get the ball, Bjarke. And again, still a lot of time on the clock. And this is really one of those situations where they do really need to get something going and get that going soon.
They absolutely do. And, you know, very often you look at drives and you might say that there are particular situations that shape what you want to get out of that drive. Maybe you want to get a few first downs to get confidence. Maybe you want to flip the field in terms of field position. In this case, though, it really isn't that way for the Tigers. It's apparent what the Tigers need to do at this point. They need to put points on the board. You can't be down 30 to nothing and allow any more points to go on for Mount Mansfield compared to your points. I think we're going to have to let this be down a little bit here. Okay. And we get ready for kickoff. Mount Mansfield is currently taking a very long time to get their team on the field, which is confusing considering it was Middlebury that came out of the locker room last. I think I know why. I don't think the officials are out here. That's the problem. Again, 30 to nothing as we await kickoff. We do not yet appear to have our officials on the field. We're going to step aside for a moment here. We'll be back for kickoff on 92.1 WBTK.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook. Shop local and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, in the world of a lack of professionalism here, this must have kind of come in pretty big. I try not to be very critical of people. But if you are the officials, how do you not actually get out back to the football field? Here they come running out literally 5 minutes late for what halftime. Now, maybe they probably all changed and gotten a whole new set of clothes on, which I can relate to and appreciate. However, they did have about 15 minutes to do that. So having to stand the players and the fans all standing here in the rain as you come trotting out is a little weak. All right, getting ready for the second half here. Hopefully we're going to get started here any moment. It is the state semifinal. The number 5 seed Middlebury Tigers are currently taking on the number 1 seed Mount Mansfield Cougars. And the driving cold here in Jericho, the conditions are worsening as we speak for these two teams and for your friendly radio hosts. All right. Along with Bruce Seaman, I'm Bjarke Sears, happy to bring you all the action here in this interesting, yet at the moment lopsided football game. And after long last, thank you very much at home for being patient with us. We here are being patient with the situation out on the field. I think the weather has caused everyone to do things a little bit differently today than they normally would. As that is the case, it tends to throw off the scheduling of kind of what everyone is used to. But they're ready to go. It is going to be kickoff here in the second half. Mount Mansfield leading 30-0 on 92.1 WVTK. And here comes the kick, and it's going to go down to the returner. He's going to come back from about the 15-yard line. And he's trying the right side. It is Simon Fisher getting driven out of bounds at the 30-yard line. And that's when the Tigers are going to take over at a very, very important drive for the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, it certainly is for the Tigers. They're going to start with relatively decent field position, and we'll see if they're able to get something going here as we start the third quarter. 11:53 left to play in the finally started third quarter, and the Tigers down by 30.
And here come the Tigers out onto the field. Already, people appear to be calling time. Nope, they're going to stick it here. All right, 1st and 10 for the Middlebury Tigers from their 30-yard line. Tim Gettleman under center. 2 wide receivers to the left. 2 wide receivers to the right. C.J. Bryant in the backfield. And Gettleman loses his footing on that first down carry. And it is going to be a loss of about 1. It is going to be 2nd. No loss. It's going to be right about the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 10 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
The Tigers waiting for the play to come in from the sideline. As you mentioned this season, Bjarke, something the Tigers started doing a couple of years ago, and they don't really use a huddle.
No, they don't. And that has really helped them over time, get the kind of fast things going. They're going to need this now because they're going to have a lot of scores to make up here. Gettleman under center. He's got 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, 1 running back in the backfield, 2nd and 10. From their own 30. Gettleman drops back. He looks downfield. He throws it up high to his receiver, and it gets knocked down by a Cougar. Pass incomplete. It is going to be 3rd and 10 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. So far tonight, Tim Gettleman has thrown the ball 4 times. He has not completed any of those passes. Tough conditions to pass in, especially for a Tiger team that is not used to passing particularly much. They went for a 2-game stretch earlier this season where they threw the ball only 4 times over the period of 2 weeks. Right now, 3rd and 10 coming up for the Tigers from their own 30-yard line. It is Gettleman under center. He calls for it. He's going to keep it himself and try the right side. Looking downfield, getting pursued, able to elude 2 tacklers and jump forward. Still did. Oh, my goodness. He lost the football at
Fumble
the end.
Ball.
The football. That could go over to Mount Mansfield for these Tigers. That was truly not what they needed. Fumble by Gettleman. Remember, it was 7 games ago where Gettleman put the ball, a combination of him and the center or the running backs, put the ball on the ground 4 times in 1 quarter, almost costing them the game. Right now, where the Tigers needed the football, that was not what they needed.
So the Cougars picking up the ball in fabulous field position and a chance to add to the Tigers' woes here if they were able to score.
And here come the Cougars. Up to the line, 1st and 10, trying the near side on the 1st and 10 run, setting out from about the 35 of the Middlebury Tigers. And no real gain on that play. It's going to be 2nd down coming up for the Cougars.
And as you mentioned, Bjarke, the Cougars really with no impetus to hurry here at all.
And it is 2nd and 10 coming up from the Tiger 35. And the Cougars trying up the middle. It is the quarterback keeping himself going forward. He's going to gain about 5 yards on that 2nd down carry, maybe 6. It's going to be 3rd and 4 coming up for the Cougars. And that was quarterback Asa Carlson with that pickup. Right now for the Cougars, certainly they will be content to take lots of time on the clock as they move along in the second half. Right now, 9:52 left to go in the second half, in the 3rd quarter, which is where we are. 30-0 Cougars. And right now it is going to be Hackney driving up the middle, picking up about 2 yards, but it's going to be 4th and 3 coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars. Typically, they have punted in this situation earlier in the game, even though they are in Tiger territory. But considering where they are now, they might try to go for it. And sure enough, it is Carlson back in the shotgun with Hackney with him. He's calling for the football. He's going to take it himself, run up the middle. And it's going to be Carlson picking up a 1st down. That was not what the Tigers needed. We're going to give Carlson about a 5-yard gain on that run.
So the ball now inside the 25, 9:14 left to play 3rd quarter, and the Tigers down by 30.
And 1st and 10, and Mount Mansfield content to just take some time off the clock. Right now, though, there is a timeout called on the field as they figure out the spot of the ball, I believe. Getting helped out by a friendly compatriot. Thank you very much. Somebody's helping us with our canopy here to keep it from flying away. As they talk it over here for a moment.
And the reason for the stoppage, an injured Tiger on the field who is walking off under his own power. That's a good thing to see.
Absolutely. I believe that's Bodie Rubright over on the far sideline. But as you say, he is under his own power. Thank you very much. Thank you to our good Samaritan there who helped us with our canopy. Keep it from flying away. We've been fighting with it for about the last half an hour. As you've said, Bruce, the conditions have worsened throughout the afternoon, which makes a Tiger comeback even more difficult, one might say. And after all this, it is a Cougar 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line. And the snap is back to the quarterback. He's going to hand it off to Hackney. Hackney absolutely keeping his shoulders low and pads low, driving forward. He's going to pick up a 1st down. He was able to pick up a 1st down. Actually, they had started on the 25. That was a 10-yard gain or so, maybe even a little more. It's going to be... I think it's going to be 1st down. Maybe not. We'll see if they measure it. I would expect them to come out and move the sticks.
So they are going to measure here.
All right. And that was a nice run there. One thing we see Hackney, he's got speed. He's also got power, particularly why he's able to use his power well is he gets his shoulder pads very low. He gets underneath people, able to get his legs behind him and just drive those shoulder pads and helmet forward. And pretty effective how that works for Jarek Hackney. Remember, Hackney last week against Colchester ran for 250 yards and 4 touchdowns. He has 2 touchdowns on the night tonight.
He's got the chain gang guy, but look at the guy in the middle there. See, he knows what he's doing. Oh, yeah, look at it. There you go.
And it is going to be 2nd and they said they did not quite get it. It is going to be second and short, coming up about a yard, coming up from Mount Mansfield. And his quarterback in the back. Oh, nice job there by the Tiger defensive line. That was Spencer Ketterett on that tackle for the Middlebury Tigers, dropping him down at the line of scrimmage. No gain on that run. And it's going to be third and three. They actually dropped him back a little bit, that tackle by Ketterett. It's going to be third and three coming up here. Right now, it's a very slow-moving game. You would think in a game 30 to nothing where you're running teams or running the ball, this game would be proceeding much faster. It is, in fact, not. Taking a very long time between plays. And right now, the quarterback is back in the backfield. He's going to keep it himself and try over on that right side. Tries to tuck up inside the wide receiver blocking on the right side. Was able to get that first down. It's going to be first and goal coming up from Mount Mansfield from about the 9.
7:26 left to play, third quarter, 30 to nothing. Mount Mansfield leading the Middlebury Tigers high school playoff action on the One Credit Union Radio Network on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
And it is first and goal coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars. And it is going to be the quarterback keeping it himself running up. It's going to be another touchdown for Mount Mansfield. 10-yard run on that play, giving them a substantial lead. It was Asa Carlson just running up the middle, as he's done all night, just having more physicality than the people in front of him.
Carlson running right up the middle.
That is Carlson's third rushing TD of the afternoon. And Carlson gets the snap on the two-point conversion. It's going to be Hackney running in for the two-point is good. And it is 37 to nothing on 92.1 WVTK.
Hey, sports fans. Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
With 7:06 left to go in the third quarter, Mount Mansfield has just broken out to a 38-0 lead on the Middlebury Tigers. The rain is falling, and for the Tigers, now is the time to find out a lot about yourself in these moments, for sure. And it's a great opportunity for these young men and ladies to build some even more grit and resolve than they already have. Right now, the ball has been kicked off to the Tigers. It's Simon Fisher running back. The kick return, not going to get very far. Middlebury Tigers are going to have first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. 7:02 left to go in the third quarter. Mount Mansfield leading by a score of 38 to nothing.
Oh, I guess they did have some I guess they did have a question where it was going to be marked, but I guess they figured that out.
Yep, looks like it's going to be at about the 25. Looks like they have agreed to a running clock here, so if you get above 35 points differential, if it's in the third quarter, I believe the coaches have to agree on it. The fourth quarter, it's automatic. Running time seems to be happening right now. And on this first and 10, it's going to be Simon Fisher trying to take the football to the right side. That's going to be a big loss by Fisher. It's about 5 yards lost on that. Second and 14, actually, coming up for the Middlebury Tigers from their own 21-yard line.
And on that play, the Cougars' defensive line in the backfield very, very quickly hitting Gettleman for a loss.
And Tigers looking over to that far sideline, figure out what to do next. There's 6 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Tigers are trailing 38 to nothing. And it is Gettleman under center. He has two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. He has C.J. Bryant in the backfield. Gettleman calls for it. Ian Plouffe goes in motion from one of those positions. Plouffe gets it in his hand. Plouffe looked like he was going to throw a downfield, but it looks like he lost the ball. A Tiger was able to pick it up. Plouffe was looking like it was going to be a halfback option, but that was never able to materialize. Tigers lost even more yardage on that. It is going to be third and, well, it looks like about 28 yards or so.
28 or so.
That was a huge loss. You could call that about a 15-yard loss on that play. And right now, Tigers looking at third and a mile. Or as my old radio partner Dave Sears would have said, third and acres. And it is Gettleman back in the shotgun. He's going to try to hand it off to Bryant. Or Trudeau is not going to get anywhere. It's going to be fourth down. Tigers are sitting back at about their own 10-yard line. Pretty tough position here for the Middlebury Tigers.
Well, they'll be punting away, and I guess if there is a silver lining in that run there, at least they got a little extra real estate to punt from.
And there's the birthday boy, Sally Diamond, coming out.
And right now, with this, with running time, that makes really this whole second half of this game a lot smaller of a window for the Tigers, because they're losing every time there's a, you know, sustained little period between plays. They're losing two or three potential plays. And right now the snap is up. It's going to Cameron. Cameron's able to punt it downfield. Looks like it's not going to quite make it to midfield. In fact, it's going to die at about the 35-yard line of the Tigers. Mount Mansfield's going to have this in very good field position.
Yeah, they certainly are, and it remains to be seen if they're going to continue to attack, or are they going to be just happy with just running it and trying to do the little things right.
Well, they're effective enough, a rushing team, that right now they don't have to be super aggressive in order to be effective. And so right now they can make plays that are really about, you know, keeping it conservative, killing the clock, but they've been so effective running that those plays are still picking up first downs.
Sure.
And picking up touchdowns. And right now it's going to be hard for the Tigers to stay focused. 3:22 left to go. It is first and 10 for the Mount Mansfield Cougars. It's Jarek Hackney running up the middle. He's going to gain about... Dylan Davis picking running now. They're going to mix up the rushing a little bit here. 5-yard gain by Dylan Davis. 4-yard gain for Dylan Davis. It's going to be second and 6 coming up for the Mount Mansfield Cougars from about the 35-yard line of the Tigers.
Be interested to see if the Cougars get any of their younger players in this game, give them some playoff experience, because if they do get to the state championship next week, they're going to have their hands full with Rutland, for sure.
They absolutely will. That will be quite a game, for sure. It is quarterback in the backfield. He is now running up the middle. Looks like it's Davis again. Running that fit football, going to the right side. He's going to be close to the first down. I don't think he's going to pick it up. It's going to be third and about 2 coming up. They're going to be right about the 30-yard line. 2:20 left to go in the third quarter. Mount Mansfield is leading Middlebury Tigers by a score of 38 to nothing on a cold and really raw day up here at Jericho. One really feels for these players out here under this rain. And it's Carlson in the backfield, taking it, quarterback rushing it himself, trying to keep it up the middle. He is going to pick up the first down, Carlson is. And actually, after plowing forward, pretty useful, about 5-yard gain there for Carlson.
He's carrying them.
1:47 left to go in the third. It's a first down for Mount Mansfield. They're content to let time eat off the clock as about best they can. Asa Carlson has had himself a night. Well over 100 yards rushing. He has already scored 3 touchdowns, the quarterback has. Probably looking to put another one on the board here soon. Carlson back in the shotgun. He's got it. He's going to look downfield, pursued by some Tigers. Nice job by a gang of Tigers, including Nick Clark, jumping on top of quarterback Asa Carlson. as well as Josh Trotwine.
You know, Carlson for the Cougars has really done a nice job managing the game, too, in adverse field conditions, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. They haven't put the ball on the ground, really. They haven't had not a lot of penalties, except in that period right before the end of the second half. Mount Mansfield's been able to stay poised throughout this entire process. And right now, Carlson back in center again. He's going to throw it out to his wide receiver. I think this is Davis on that right side. Davis, who ran for 90 yards on four carries last week and a touchdown, gets driven out after a gain of only a couple. They're going to be at about the 20-yard line, 23-yard line, actually, our Mount Mansfield. It's going to be third down. About 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Looks like Mount Mansfield's going to be content to let it run down and then flip the ends of the field.
They might let the play clock just drop down into the start four.
And at the end of three, it is the Mount Mansfield Cougars 38, Middlebury Tigers 0, a 92-1 WVTK.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
High school football is on 92.1. WVTK.
And we're back at the beginning of the fourth quarter here at 92.1 WVTK in this state semifinal. The number one seeded Mount Mansfield Cougars are living up to that seeding and that billing, and they are currently leading your number five Middlebury Tigers by a score of 38-0. There's 12 minutes left in the game, a chance hopefully for the Tigers to do something, but they do not have the football right now. Mount Mansfield is looking at a 3rd and 8 from the Tiger 23-yard line or so. And there will be running time in this fourth quarter. As the fourth quarter has begun, the clock has started. Right now, it is quarterback Asa Carlson. He's had quite a night back in the shotgun for the Cougars. He's going to keep it himself, be fairly conservative, run up in the line. He's maybe going to gaze. Not really going to gain anything on that run, actually. It's going to be fourth down and 9 coming up, but the Cougars are well into Tiger territory, sitting at about the 24-yard line.
And interesting, it looks like the Cougars get their play from the sidelines as well.
Yes, looks like a lot of people have gone to that, trying to get a little faster-paced offense. And Carlson comes back up into the shotgun. He's got one player in the backfield with him. He's got a wide receiver on either side. He's going to pitch it over to Dylan Davis on that left sideline. Davis is going to plow forward for maybe a gain of maybe two. On fourth down, ball's going to go over to the Middlebury Tigers. First and 10 for the Tigers, but time ticking away. 11 minutes left in this game. Tigers trailing 38-0.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but if it's possible, it's raining harder again.
Bruce is going to become a weatherman after today. And so the Tigers right now, this is, as we've said, a time to really, you're going to have to kind of check yourself, dig deep, and find ways to stay motivated. Tigers have some different players in the game right now, including, actually, it's C.J. Bryant in there. He's just wearing a different jersey. It looks like he switched out his jersey from number 2 to number 35, and he's running over on that sideline. Bryant's able over to get over to the right side, just plowing forward through people. That was a nice pickup there. Gain of about 17. 18-yard gain on that run.
You know, you make a good point, Bjarke. This is really gut check time. I think anybody that's ever played a sport, whether it's football or hockey, you've had a game like this. You know, you've worked hard all season, and it just, you know, you have one of those games where things are just not going your way. There's a lot of young players on this team that are going to see what it takes to win a state championship.
Sure, absolutely. And remember, the Tigers are going to be returning a lot of these players, especially at the positions they call the skill positions, right? Thatcher Trudeau, C.J. Bryant, both those fullbacks are not seniors. Gettleman is a junior. Tyler Buxton is a junior. A lot of those players in those skill positions, however, a lot of those linemen are seniors. They're going to have to find ways to replace that. Gettleman under center looking at a first 10. He's going to hand it off to Ian Plouffe, who's going to get driven back for a loss of about one for the Tigers. It's going to be second and 11 from the 37-yard line or so of the Tigers' side of the field. Second and 12, actually.
You know, one of the things that I've always loved about football, it's a little different than hockey. I mean, they have sportsmanship in hockey, obviously. But just seeing some of the defensive linemen from the Cougars that just buried the Tiger player, helping him get up and giving a pat on the shoulder, you know, you're playing well. That's nice to see.
That's true, absolutely. They got some sympathy for each other, too, out there. They know what they're going through. It is now second and 12 coming up for the Tigers. Gettleman in the shotgun. He has it. He's going to pitch it over to Bryant over on that right side, who makes some spin move, plowing forward. Looks like he's going to gain about 3 yards on that carry. Maybe 2 yard pickup there for C.J. Bryant.
8:25 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Mount Mansfield Union Cougars leading the Middlebury Tigers 38-0 in the Division I state semifinal game. The winner going to take on the Rutland Raiders next Saturday in Rutland in the state championship for Division I.
And so third down and about 8 coming up here for the Tigers. They are sitting at their own 41-yard line. Kim Gettleman is under center. He's got Fisher in motion from the left to the right out of the double wing. Gettleman drops back. He's going to throw it over to Fisher on that right side. Simon Fisher's going to get close to the first yard down marker. When he gets driven out, we'll see where they spot it. However, on that far sideline. Looks like it's going to be a little bit short of that first down. Actually, a decent little bit short, about 4 yards short. It's going to be fourth and three, maybe, coming up for these Tigers. They have to go for it at this point. Only 7:32 left to go in the game, 38-0. Mount Mansfield over Middlebury. Gettleman coming up under center. He has two receivers to the left, two to the right. It is Bryant behind him in the backfield. Gettleman calls for it. He's going to keep it himself and try to move forward, try to get to that first down marker. We'll see. Remember, that was a fourth down carry. The official standing right about at the sticks. I expect that they're going to have to do a measurement here to see whether the ball goes back to Mount Mansfield or whether the Tigers get a first down. And actually, they're not going to measure it. They've given the first down to the Tigers. Nice job there by Gettleman picking up that first down carry.
Yeah, it certainly was a nice job by Tim there. It looks like he was stopped initially, and, you know, second effort. You know, you talked about ways of staying motivated, doing the little things right. That was a really good play there by the Tigers quarterback.
And for the Tigers, 6:42 left to go, presumably in their season, unless something miraculous happens. But good job by them, fighting through to the end. Gettleman under center at the 50-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers. Gettleman's going to try up the middle, handing it off to his fullback. That's going to be Trudeau carrying the football that time, they said. No, that was Bryant actually on that carry. That was a decent little gain, but not that good when you're down 38-0. 5 yard gains at this point don't get you very far. It's going to be second and a long 5 coming up from the Tigers, maybe 6 actually, and they are at the 46-yard line of the Cougars. Gettleman under center. He has got two receivers to the left, two to the right. He's got Bryant behind him. Drop back and hand it to C.J. Bryant, who's coming around that left corner. He's got speed if he's able to use it. If he gets forward, and he does, looks like he's going to be a little sly the first down. Bruce, I'd like you to notice something. C.J. Bryant is a smooth, fast runner. He's running with a tremendous hitch in his step right now.
Yeah,
I'm not sure the purpose of having him out here right now.
Well, you know, we've seen him in a couple of earlier games this year where we noticed that hitch. And again, it seems like he never really fully recovered, or at least completely yet, from that. But you know, we certainly don't know what the coaches do. But he just doesn't seem to be the same runner that he was prior to that injury.
No, absolutely not. Not as fast, certainly, as he tried literally laboring to get around that corner. But he did pick up a first down, and it's first and 10 for the Tigers from the Mount Mansfield 40. And it's going to be a pitch over to this near side as the runner comes running forward. gain of about 5 yards on that carry. And that was Bryant again on that carry. So right now they are using C.J. Bryant a little bit here. He's got 15 yards over his last two plays.
So 4:50 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Cougars leading the Tigers 38-0.
And right now it is Gettleman under center with second and six. He throws it over to Bryant once more. Bryant running for that corner. He's able to turn upfield at the 20. Keeps spinning at about the 15. It's going to get brought down at about the 18. And the first time the Tigers have been in the red zone, 4 minutes left to go in the game.
Oh, it would be nice to see the Tigers punch one in here.
It sure would.
Some points on the board.
It sure would, absolutely.
You just know they're out there in the trenches.
And right now, we first and 10 for the Tigers from their own inside about the 18-yard line or so. Gettleman has it. He's going to run it himself over on that right sideline, try to get it. Looks like he's going to get up to about the 10. That may be a first down for these Tigers.
Did a nice job running to the right there, and that extra effort, it's very close.
There is a Tiger down, however.
So it looks like the runner, Michael Cameron, is still down.
We're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be right back on 92.1 WVTK.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemur, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And with a C.J. Bryant run, the Middlebury Tigers now looking at a first and goal from their own, from the four-yard line. And they're trying up the middle as it's Bryant looking to get up in the inside of it. Do they give it to him? They do not. Looks like it is going to be second and goal from about the one-yard line for these Tigers. Right now it looks like it's going to be Mason Coffin staying in the game right now for the Middlebury Tigers. 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. Mount Mansfield's leading 38-0. The Tigers, who are going to lose this football game, are looking to get something on the board here. Some backup Tigers down on the line. Caitlin Stearns in the game for the Tigers. And it is going to be Kaufman trying the middle of the field. Touchdown. 1 yard run. The Tigers get on the board.
And how about that? Some extra effort. You know, again, Bjarke, you talked about not giving up and putting in that effort. And nice job by the Tigers there, not giving up and not hanging their heads and punching in the end zone, getting on the board.
And for the Tigers, it looks like they're going to come out for a two-point conversion. Kaufman under center. Bryant behind him. They're going to take it. He's going to pitch it out to him over on that right side. C.J. Bryant's going to try to turn that corner. Looks like he is going to be able to. And it is 38-8 on 92.1 WVTK.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And there's about 20 seconds left in this game due to running time. The Middlebury Tigers and Mount Mansfield are coming back on the field. Looks like they're going to kick it off, but actually I think they're going to delay enough time. And that is it. That is the end of the season for the Middlebury Tigers. The Mount Mansfield Cougars, ranked number one in the state, came in today and won this semifinal game 38-8. Please stick around for the post-game show for some final thoughts and for our JP Carrera Player of the Game announcement on 92.1 WVTK.
The Army National Guard's offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already receiving your education or currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Vermont Army National Guard, aired by the Vermont Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, Bruce, the Middlebury Tigers started out the year alternating losses and wins. Ended up going on a long win streak. Ended up having a great first quarterfinal game. But today, just against Mount Mansfield, they just out-physicaled. I think the conditions made it hard. Not the way the Tigers wanted their season to end.
Certainly didn't. But again, I mean, considering they had a relatively young team making it to the state semifinals, it is certainly no way to hang your head. And I think you're exactly right. It's cold. It's actually snowing now here. And the Tigers had a great season. They just were not able to overcome a team, quite frankly, that was really ready to play today.
They really were. They came out. One thing we wondered about was, you know, would it affect them that the Tigers came out dry from the locker room? Mount Mansfield had been out here for 45 minutes. I don't know that we can say it affected it one way or the other. One thing we can say is it certainly didn't affect the Cougars negatively. They were able to come out and move the ball very effectively all day long. Really, the 38-0 score does, or 38-8 score, I'm sorry, does really indicate the way the game went. The Tigers did not get into the red zone, which means from 20 yards in, they did not get into that until the last possession of the game.
Yeah, I mean, Mount Mansfield really dominated the game from start to finish. They managed a ground game. There was really no passing to speak of from either team. I think they threw four or five passes, but Mount Mansfield, when they got the ball, just drove it in the end zone. Carlson, the quarterback, with a strong game. Hegarty, the running back, with three touchdowns. And so you got to just tip your hat sometime to a team that really plays well.
So let's give you a rundown of what happened here in this game. 6:31 left to go in the first quarter. Mount Mansfield scored on 11-yard Carlson TD. The two-point conversion was no good. Score at that point was 6-0 Mount Mansfield. Mount Mansfield made it 14-0 with 9:59 left to go in the second quarter. It was a Jarek Hackney 4-yard touchdown and good two-point conversion. Then with 8 minutes left to go, Mount Mansfield scored again. Jarek Hackney with a 54-yard touchdown run. He also converted the two-point conversion. The score at that point was 22-0. 5 seconds left to go in the first half. It was the quarterback Carlson running it in from 2 yards out. Hackney, two-point conversion good. Score at that point and score at halftime, 30-0. Mount Mansfield got on the board one more time. 7:06 left to go in the game. In the third, after a Gettleman fumble at the Mount Mansfield 35, Carlson was able to run it in from 1 yard out. Hackney, two-point conversion good. It was 38-0, but the Tigers did get on the board. With 1:20 left to go in the game, it was the backup quarterback, Mason Kaufman, running it in from 1 yard out. It was a two-point conversion good by C.J. Bryant, and that score at the time, and the final score, 38-8. We're going to step aside for a moment and come back with some thank yous and some final thoughts on the season. You've been listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories that will help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And with a 38-8 loss to the Mount Mansfield Cougars, the Middlebury Tigers season comes to an end. But, Bruce, it's been a season I hope they look back on with pride.
Well, again, at the beginning of the year, if we thought that we would be standing here at the state semifinals, I don't know if I would have believed that, but again, they had a great year. After alternating wins and losses till week five or six, and then putting together a four-game win streak, getting into the playoffs, it's been a fun season, and I certainly enjoyed doing it with you.
Absolutely, it's been great. I'm really proud of the Tigers, their resolve, their resilience. They stuck together early on in the season. I think it could have been easy for them to start sniping to fall apart a little bit. They did not do that. They stuck together. They held their heads up. They made it to the state semifinal, which is to be one of the last four teams standing is absolutely great. Next weekend, there will be the state final down in Rutland, and that will feature the Rutland Raiders against these Mount Mansfield Cougars. That's going to be a game people should enjoy. So that's our final thoughts here. A great Tiger regular season. Everyone here is about frozen, about half as they could be. So we're going to sign off. I'm Bjarke Sears for Bruce Seaman, for Jim Tighe back in the studio, for everyone involved in Tiger football. We want to thank you for joining us. Encourage you to join us next year for Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury,
Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.